Welcome to the LU Moment. I'm Shelby Rodriguez, social media and digital marketing manager here at Lamar University. And you guessed it, I am back to host this week's episode of the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great events, activities, programs, and people that make Lamar University such an amazing place. Just last week, we hosted Cardinal Kickoff to celebrate our first football game of the season in the Western Athletic Conference. And the LU community showed out in a big way. Our Cardinals pulled out a win against North American University right here in Provost Umphrey Stadium, with a score of 47-3, go Cardinals. The LU spirit bell rang loudly and all was right in Cardinal Nation, right? All right, listen, guys, we want our Cardinals to come and keep that same energy for homecoming. That's November 13th, so be sure to save that date. We are scheduled to play against Jacksonville State here in Provost Umphrey Stadium. It is going to be a Cardinal Palooza, and we want to see the entire LU community come out to celebrate with us. Again, that date is November 13th, so go ahead and start buying your red early. It's going to be a Cardinal Palooza. It's going to be epic, guys, so be sure to come out and celebrate with us. We also have LU Red Day, Lamar University's first annual day of giving. And so this is a great time to come out, donate to LU, donate to a program of your choice, support our Cardinals, and help inspire the future generation of Cardinals right here at Lamar University. And that's going to take place on September 16th, starting at noon, all the way until September 17th, which happens to be Lamar University's birthday. We are making 98 years old. So be sure to support there. You can check out lamar.edu/red day for more information. Again, that is lamar.edu/red day. As we work together to keep Cardinal Nation healthy, we want to remind our campus community to continue to self-screen daily for COVID-19 symptoms. Be mindful when touching surfaces and wash hands regularly. And LU is remaining vigilant in tracking and reporting COVID-19 and its variants to ensure safe working and learning conditions. And so to keep track of that, you can also visit lamar.edu/stronger together. And also for vaccine information, for facts on our fall return, you can also visit that website. And COVID-19 vaccines are also available at the Student Health Center at no charge for all Lamar University and Lamar Institute of Technology students, faculty, and staff. So guys, be sure to visit lamar.edu/health center as well. You can also visit that site to schedule your vaccine appointment. And don't miss your shot. We're working together to keep Cardinal Nation healthy. So together we can do it, guys. So visit that site again, lamar.edu/health center or lamar.edu/stronger together, just to keep up with how we're keeping our campus community safe. Okay, Hispanic Heritage Month is coming up shortly. It is celebrated annually from September 15th through October 15th, and it's just to acknowledge the history, culture, and contributions of Hispanic and Latin Americans whose ancestry can be traced to over 20 countries in Latin America, including Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. We've got some exciting things happening on campus to commemorate this special month, and here to talk a little bit more about that is Dr. Hector Flores. He is the Dean of Students and Builder Month Montoya, President of Student Group, Lamar University Hispanic Society. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Dr. Flores, I have to ask, what is the significance of Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, like you said, we want to celebrate the different cultures that make up the Hispanic community.
Yeah.
Kind of recognize the Latin American contributions to not just the world, but the United States too.
Yeah.
And just kind of let people know that, you know, Hispanics and Latinos have always been in the United States and in Texas, and we're still here, and, you know, it's a growing population, and it should be celebrated and recognized.
Yeah. So my biggest question that I have, and I'm sure a lot of people have this question, why is it mid-month? It starts, what, September 15th? Why?
Well, as countries in South America and Central America were, you know, fighting for their liberty from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was September 15th, and then each day after that, you know, each country started gaining their independence.
Oh, wow. So there's a little bit of history there.
Yep.
Okay, I love that. And so why is it important for us as Lamar University to acknowledge a month like this for our campus community?
Well, right now, Hispanic students make up about 20-21% of the mm-hmm. demographics. And we'd like to show that, you know, we recognize and support our Hispanic students.
Yeah.
And try to increase that to, you know, 25% at least, right, for a few years, mm-hmm. So that we can gain Hispanic serving institution status.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. And Bilda, I want to ask you, what do you think is the importance of Hispanic Heritage Month for you?
For me personally, it's about kind of like educating others about my own like heritage, as well as having to celebrate that, because a lot of people have contributed here and mm-hmm. some of it is unheard of, or yeah. people are like, what is Hispanic heritage? Not a lot of people know much about it besides, okay, it's just celebrating, but also a way to educate them on what each country has contributed throughout, mm-hmm. as well as learning about each one, because people hear like Hispanic and they just assume Mexico. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just besides Mexico. It'll be Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and all the other countries as well.
Okay, and I have to ask you both something. What are some of your favorite or most notable historic figures in Hispanic and Latin American history?
There's been several. I like Cesar Chavez. Also like Seguin, who fought for Texas independence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it was just an Anglo fight against the Mexicans, but there was actually a lot of Mexicans on the Texan side. So those are two that I would say I really like.
What about you, Bilda?
Me? So I like Frida because of her art.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, even as a woman nowadays, like, I feel like women, because back then, you know, women weren't really like a big major thing back then. It'll be kind of like, you're a woman, you can't do that.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah.
But her just bringing her art to life is what really inspires me personally, especially when it comes to pursuing my dreams, because I know my past ancestors have done it before, so I can do it as well.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, we have that beautiful Frida mural downtown Beaumont. So have you been to take a picture?
I actually have not been there.
Oh, man, you got to get over there.
I really do need to.
All right. So in fall of last year, the student organization LU Hispanic Society was formed on campus. Were you a part of that, Bilda?
So I was. So actually, I was a part of another group at the moment. Mm-hmm. But around like mid-October, we decided to merge together.
Okay.
So it would be one bigger group. And it's also a way of kind of us, of all Hispanics, kind of uniting together on campus. Mm-hmm. So I came like mid-October.
Okay. So whose idea was it to form the organization?
So I know the founders were like Luis and Isaac.
Oh, Luis Arevalo.
Yes. And okay. Isaac Moreno.
Okay.
So they honestly wanted to found this because they didn't see like a big group for Hispanics on campus.
Right.
And people weren't as active. Mm-hmm. Even the group I was in, it was a little iffy. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't much being done for Hispanics, or like having like that kind of like community within Lamar.
Yeah.
So which is why they founded it.
Wow. And so that was the overall goal, just to bring Hispanics together. Okay. And so representation matters. That's like my theme in life. Representation matters. So I love that you guys came together to create a group. You combined two groups for one overall goal. So I love that. I know in the past you guys have celebrated Dia de los Muertos, right? You've celebrated different things on campus. You guys have had taco night on campus. So what exciting events can we expect from you guys this fall?
So we are coming up with our fiesta again, our annual fiesta. It'll be around this month. So me and like LUHS together have been wanting to do events every Friday throughout this month, or at least have an event mm-hmm. each week.
Okay. That's because, a good goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Because yeah. it is a month, so we're trying to have an event throughout each week. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we're trying to come up with, I thought of this. I thought it'd be something interesting. A Latin culture expo.
Okay.
Where you get to learn about each country individually. So I'll have students present on their cultures and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They can bring like anything like related to them, explain their experiences. And I feel it's a good way to kind of educate others as well.
Right, right.
So something else that I wanted to bring up was having our dreamers, a dreamers panel, to where they can talk about their experiences as well and kind of advocate for that as well. And I also plan on bringing Ana Para. She was actually a guest speaker at the first Latinx graduation.
I
hope to bring her too, because she was actually a dreamer as well.
Speaking of the Latinx graduation, any plans to bring that back, Dr. Flores?
Yes, so we plan to do it every big semester. So our next one should be in December.
So it'll be every fall?
Yes, well, every at the end of spring and then in fall.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So we'll do two a year. That's
ooh,
our plan.
And what was the overall goal for that?
Just to recognize students, their hard work and effort, and you know where they've come from, kind of celebrate that. You know, some of them may not be able to have big parties, so mm-hmm. we throw a big celebration for them.
Oh, I love that.
And they can bring their their families, friends can come.
Yeah, most of those students being first gen students, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's great that you guys kind of take the time to spotlight those students.
Yep.
I did see on social media you guys had photo booth and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have photo booths. We have the community contributes. They bring food. Mm-hmm. We have different businesses that are involved.
Yeah.
And then we provide them, a certificate in a frame. And those that have a 3.5 or higher GPA, we give them a special recognition there at the event.
And they also got a special stole to wear at mm-hmm. commencement, right?
Yep.
Yeah, very special. Bill, we have the Multicultural Festival coming up, right?
Yes.
So what do you think is the importance of the Multicultural Festival for our campus community?
Personally, I feel like it's a great way to kind of see different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have LUHS and you'll have you get to learn about each culture, I guess, because we are supposed to have a PowerPoint done to kind of explain the significance of our culture to each other. So it's basically kind of learning each other's cultures as well as like kind of getting outside of your own culture, but learning someone else's.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Dr. Flores, whose idea was it to create a multicultural festival? I think you have a big hand in that, right?
I just kind of facilitate. It's totally student driven and President Taylor's kind of supporting it.
Right.
Really it was the SACE, LUHS, the Hispanic Society. I believe there was the Student Muslim Group and a few other groups were involved, mm-hmm. and now it's growing. So I think we have about maybe 10 to 15 other mm-hmm. student organizations that are coming on board. The student group, CAB's going to rent them a large tent.
Okay.
They're going to set up in there.
Fine.
Yeah, the promoters already rented a stage. There's going to be a car show there, different vendors, food vendors, about 20 food trucks. So it's going to be a big celebration of everybody's culture coming together. Mm-hmm. There will be student performances on the stage, so we're looking forward to that. And different bands too playing at the event.
I love that, and it's all free.
All free.
Is it open to the entire community?
Yeah, anybody that wants to come can come. The food, I think you'll have to buy it from the food trucks, but other than that, to come and join us, it's free to come and celebrate and see what multiculturalism is about.
And so what other exciting events can we expect on campus coming up?
Well, at the Multicultural Festival, we will be selling tickets to a concert that we're going to have on October 8th, Los Tigres del Norte.
Ooh, the North Tigers.
Yes, the huge band in Texas and the United States and Mexico and mm-hmm. pretty much everywhere else. So it's a pretty big deal. They're bypassing Houston to come to Beaumont to us, so that's huge.
Yeah.
We expect a huge turnout, and it's going to be a good event. Students will be able to volunteer as ushers if they want. Just get with Bilda, mm-hmm. and she can coordinate that.
And where can our students or the community purchase tickets?
So you can purchase tickets at the festival on mm-hmm. September 19th or at Tacos La Bamba. They are working on maybe selling tickets online, so just keep an eye out on that.
I love
on
that.
Social media.
I love that, guys. So the North Tigers, what's that date again, Dr. Flores?
It's October 8th. It's
October
on a Friday.
October 8th on a Friday, guys. So be sure to come out and celebrate that. And we've never done anything like that, correct?
We've had concerts here, but it's been a very long time. So we're trying to bring it back to campus. That's one of our initiatives for student engagement,
mm-hmm.
Is to have large venues and events on campus that students can go to and kind of enjoy themselves. So we do plan to bring, maybe wrestling, boxing, other types of bands.
I love that.
Performances, comedians, stuff like that.
I love that. And Bill, can you tell our audience where they can find LU Hispanic Society on social media?
So we're basically almost on every single social media.
Yes,
we are on Facebook, and you would just type in Lamar University Hispanic Society, and we'll pop right up.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on LU Hub. You just put in Lamar University Hispanic Society. Now, our Instagram, it'll be Lamar_Hispanic Society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have for right now.
That's what you have for right now. All right, guys, so be sure to stay tuned for LU Hispanic Society event and keep an eye out for that festival as well as that concert. That's a wrap here with Dr. Flores and Bilda Montoya. Guys, be sure to follow us on social media. You know the username. Just search Lamar University. This is Shelby Rodriguez, Social Media and Digital Marketing Manager here at Lamar University, the pride of Southeast Texas.